Perhaps we could turn to Makoto and get an update on the monitoring board. So.
Okay, thank you, Paul. I'd like to make a presentation on the recent activities of the IFAS Foundation Monitoring Board in my capacity as a secretariat of the Monitoring Board. The one news is that the Monitoring Board had its meeting on February in Brussels, and we had two sessions on the Monitoring Board. One session is a session with the IFAS Foundation and Michel Prader, and also the Yair Almog, Executive Director of the IFAS Foundation, were invited as a guest to the session. And Michel Prader made a presentation mainly on the funding issues on the IFAS Foundation, as he already mentioned in his presentation. And also, he explains the establishment of the ASAF Accounting Standards Advisory Forum. I think the advisory council will discuss it in this afternoon session. And for the funding issue, the monitoring board members shared the views on the concern of the IFAS Foundation funding problems. And because of the time limitation, the monitoring board didn't have enough time to discuss, but the monitoring board determined to discuss this issue in the future. And also, the monitoring board agreed with the establishment of the ASAF. This is a brief summary of the session with the IFAS Foundation. And also, the second session was the monitoring board members only session. And the main topic was the IFAS Foundation governance review. I think most of you are very familiar with this topic because I had made several presentations on this topic, but I think some of you are very new members, so I would like to make this governance review project very briefly. The monitoring board started its review of the IFAS Foundation governance in April 2010. And in February 2012, the monitoring board published the final report of the IFAS Foundation governance. And this governance review was interrelated with the IFAS Foundation Trustees Strategy Review. And the main point of the report on the February 2012 was membership expansion of the monitoring board. In the final report, it is stated that the monitoring board membership should be confined with the Capital Markets Authority. And it is also stated that in order to improve the representation in the monitoring board, the membership should be expanded to include additional authorities, as mainly up to four primary from major emerging markets and up to two rotating seats from the IOSCO. And also in the report in February 2012, it is stated that the monitoring board members should use IFRS domestically and also should make a contribution to the IFAS Foundation. And in this final report on the February 2012, it is not stated that the details of the domestic use of IFRS. And the monitoring board has discussed the content of the use of IFRS. And at the February meeting, the monitoring board agreed with the definition of the use of IFRS. We are now drafting the press release from the monitoring board, including the definition of IFRS. So it's not finalizing, so unfortunately, I can't give you details of this use of IFRS. But I can say that this membership criteria is very inclusive and could encourage the IFAS application countries to move towards application of IFRS in the future. And this is the main summary of the session of the monitoring board members only. And also, as Michel Prada mentioned in his presentation, Mr. Masakono, he's the acting chairman of the monitoring board, and he replaced the role of first monitoring board chair, Hans Fugerhorst. He is now the chairman of the ISV. Hans conducted the chairman of the monitoring board in his capacity as a chairman of the IOSCO Technical Committee. And when he stepped down, Masakono replaced his position as an acting chair because he was a vice chair of the IOSCO Technical Committee at that time. And Masa had served as acting chair more than 2 years. And at the February meeting, Masa was elected as a chair of the monitoring board formally. This is just a very brief summary of the monitoring board meeting in February. And also the monitoring board agreed that they will have its next meeting jointly with the trustees meeting in April in London. And the main topic will be the funding issues of the IFAS Foundation. And also the monitoring board will discuss the definition of use of IFRS with the trustees. And this is a very brief update of the recent monitoring board activities, and I am very pleased to answer your question if you have.
Thank you, Makoto. Any questions of Makoto in terms of the monitoring board? Makoto, I think you said you would be publishing soon the definition of what constitutes domestic use of IFRS, if I have that. Will that be something that you'll be inviting comments on, or is it just announcing the conclusion of the monitoring board?
We are now still in the process of finalizing the press release, but I think we can release it very briefly, very shortly. So just after the publication of the press release, I can circulate it to the advisory council members.
Any other comments more generally in terms of Saichi?
So Makoto, is it only the publication of the criteria? And you don't still considering about who would be the expanded members?
Now the press release will include the definition of the use of IFRS, and the expansion of the monitoring board membership will be discussed in the next meeting. So unfortunately, we don't get a conclusion on that topic.
Any other comments? Jerry.
I'm very concerned as a supporter and a friend of the ISB now for many, many years, that we are at a crossroads, and I'm not making a comment about any of the specific comments, but a very general one, that we're at a point where it would be easy to throw down gauntlets or to draw lines in the sand, which become very difficult to move back or become counterproductive. And I've not heard a single word here that said that thoughts of that nature were contemplated. But in the dialogue around the issues that we're confronting, there have been comments of that kind made. And I'm just very concerned that that could be very counterproductive, that this is a time to be open and not closed.
Anything else? Seeing no cards up. Michelle, any, Yale, any further comments?
No, not really. I do appreciate this this remark, and I think everybody is aware of this, and everybody is willing to, again, find a way forward. But obviously, to find a way forward, we need some steps to be made. So, you know, it's a sort of a chicken and egg issue we have to deal with.
Okay. We're very fortunate to have leadership of the kind that we have to help find our way through these issues. Thank you.
All right. Well, seeing no other cards up, I think we're a little ahead of schedule, but my suggestion would be that we break for lunch. We were scheduled to resume at 1:15. I wonder if we might aim to be back at 1:00, and no one's going to object if we finish the day a bit early. All right, so shall we aim for that, please? Back at 1. Thank you. And usual lunch arrangement, I think, out where coffee was served at the break.